This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The government shouldn't play gotcha on voting and benefits. Talking to a reporter from Politico about voter purges and why there needed to be supplemental efforts other than failing to answer a letter in the U.S. mail to determine whether a voter had moved or was still at a certain address, I offered the argument that most of what comes in the mail is junk or bills, and too many just don't bother. I thought it was true because it's happened to me more times than I'd like to admit. I have the extra excuse of traveling half the time, so it's often search and destroy in the mail when I return. If it looks like junk, recycling. If not, I'll open it when I get around to it. I've almost thrown away checks doing that and absolutely thrown away bills and other inquiries. Still, that might just be me. It also sounded lame. Wrong. The upshot folks at the New York Times surveyed 4,400 adults of various ways and means. It's not just a case of misery-loving company, but one where there's a huge pile of folks who admit that we sometimes mess up even on these relatively simple tasks and interactions with business and government. The Times was most interested in the draconian way that some states, Arkansas being a prime example under the Affordable Care Act qualifications, try to force continued eligibility determinations based on replies to a simple letter from the government. They asked the survey participants if they'd ever flubbed up, and then they calculated the percentages based on income. Left mail unopened, 25% under $20,000, and 26% over $100,000 have forgotten a bill like a scofflaw. 20-30% on the low end and 26% on the high end. Missed an appointment, 39% for lower income and 26% for higher. And let me add, both groups are lying. Way more of them have missed appointments, misread their calendars, or showed up for a meeting before it was over or after it ended, sometimes by days. Truth time. The rich, like the poor, working stiffs, also failed to bring the right documents to the motor vehicle office between 23 and 19%, let their car registration expire between 14% for the poor and 15% for the richer, or let their health insurance expire 7% for the rich and 16% of the poor. I spent a fraught 30 minutes this morning before dawn going through my checkbooks to see if I'd let my house insurance lapse. God knows where the bill might be. So we humans, who have not yet achieved robotic status or have minions or minders to cover up for our basic frailties, mess up. Businesses know that. They don't just send one notice, they send 20 on subscriptions, car insurance, and a million other things. Why do governments not understand that? Or, let's tell the truth, they do understand that, making their refusal to do more or better deliberate. Too many of them don't want to admit that they're trying to deliberately deprive people of benefits, including their poorer fellow Americans, who are desperate for health care, food stamps, and welfare. They also don't want to admit that they want to keep qualified citizens off the voter rolls, making it by saying it's good politics. They are wrong. They need to do better. Sins of omission are as serious as sins of commission, especially when there's clearly malice aforethought. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.